Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Kenny Irish and Gary Robusto, as we talk about Bigfoot and their work in the Tri-City Paranormal Society out there in the New York area. Gary, why do so many people believe that Bigfoot could be an extraterrestrial?
Well, one of the things that we keep finding in the Bigfoot field is that, you know, ufology and Bigfoot kind of mix a little bit where,
yeah,
you know, they see UFOs in the same type of areas that they see Bigfoot sightings. You know, and as a person that understands the woods and understands animal science, there could be a reason in the fact of we look at Earth magnetic fields and things like that, and it would make sense logically that maybe a creature like a Sasquatch would be drawn to these areas. It's like we find deer, bears, other animals drawn to these natural energy areas. And then you have, you know, UFOs, aliens, things like that would be kind of drawn to the same type of area. So I can definitely see the mesh right there of them being in the same area at the same time. So that's why I think that, you know, people would think that. Now, there are the stories that, you know, I can't explain, obviously, that people have seen Bigfoots get out of spaceships. So if that is true, I mean, then we're kind of still like, well, maybe they could be a form of alien, or are they being abducted like humans get abducted? Like, you can go on and on with it. But, you know, I personally believe that, you know, it's more of a natural occurrence from, you know, the magnetic shifts of the Earth in those areas.
That's a good point. How about you, Kenny? Why do you think people think UFOs are related to this situation?
You know, a lot of people, you know, when they claim sky, they also have a Bigfoot sighting. You know, I was talking to one gentleman, and he had mentioned that, you know, he feels like Bigfoot is flesh and blood, but that there could be an extraterrestrial type Bigfoot that is alien, and it comes down, like, you know, like, you kind of compared it to like Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people kind of make that comparison, because again, you know, there's been certain lights in the sky, certain phenomenons, and then at the same time, somebody said that they've also witnessed, you know, a large bipedal creature running through the woods. So it's nothing I've ever witnessed, but I'd have to say that that's why a lot of folks are making that connection.
One of the neatest stories, Kenny and Gary, I ever had on the program, somebody called and said that he saw a Bigfoot while he was fishing on the western side of the United States, and he had caught two fish. And he said he was like 15 feet away from Bigfoot, who was staring at him and the fish. And so he just took the two trout and handed them to Bigfoot. And Bigfoot took them, looked at him, looked at the two trout, gave him one back. Now, do you believe that story or not? But that's what the guy said.
No, and I believe that story, and this is why. I've talked to, once again, we're talking about New York, and I've talked to multiple witnesses. Actually, I do this myself. And what I started doing in 2020 is when we gift, it's called gifting, okay? And when you gift, what I'm starting to learn in the gifting game, as I like to call it, is that a Sasquatch, if you put one thing out, it seems like they won't take the one thing. Now, when you put two things out, like you're sharing, one will be missing, and then they'll still leave the other one there, and they'll replace it with something else. So, and it's funny, I hear these stories again and again and again, and I was kind of like, you know what, this kind of logically makes sense because they want to share with you. And sure enough, when we started doing it in one of our research areas, we're starting to get these type of behaviors that I'm like, all right, well, there is more something to this than what these people are actually saying. So that guy with the trout, it makes perfect sense because we hear about the same exact stories in New York, and we actually now employed that theory into the woods, and we're starting to get results on the back end of it.
Gary, what do you think of the historical film, the Patterson-Gimlin UFO, Bigfoot film?
Yeah, see, with the once again, everybody looks at it as the mecca of all Bigfoot films. I kind of stay neutral on it, and I'm very. I look at it from a whole. For me, I mean, it's a great film, but for me, the Marble Mountain Bigfoot, where the church kids and the family are at the bottom, they find what's called like what they thought was a Bigfoot nest, and then you see this big Bigfoot that's coming down the mountain. I mean, it's once again another famous film, you know, coming down the mountain and like bugging out and putting its hands up in the air and stuff. And when you look at the proportions and everything, to me, that's what a Bigfoot would do. When I look at the Patterson-Gimlin film, once again, it's like, you know, he's moseying through the woods and things like that, or she, because it's a female, it's Patty. And, you know, but they can't debunk the film. So because they can't debunk it, I just like to stay really neutral on it because as a Bigfoot researcher myself and doing this for so long and talking to so many different researchers, the only question I ever have about the Patterson film is that why can't we replicate that same film from the 60s in 2020? You know, once again, we're all out in the woods trying to get this footage.
Yep.
But that seems to be the one film for whatever reason. We use drones, we use thermal, we use all this technology, and yet we still can't get that footage. So that's why I kind of just go, all right, I stay neutral on Patterson film, but then I look at the church kids and the church family that, you know, saw the Marble Mountain creature, and to me, that is Bigfoot. You know,
interesting.
That's kind of why I think about that.
Kenny, what do you think? What do you think of Patterson-Gimlin?
Yeah, I've seen it, you know, multiple times, and I really don't pay a lot of attention to it. It doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't really follow along, you know, what most people say that they see when it comes to a Bigfoot. Usually, you know, when they're trying to get away, I mean, they're running at a high speed, at a high pace. And, you know, with the film, it just seems, again, you know, kind of like Gary said, just kind of moseying along. You know, just, you know, kind of like doing a photo op. So, you know, I don't really know, you know, and you know, like Gary, I kind of stay neutral on it. Is that, you know, I respect Bob and, but you know, for me, honestly, it just brings up more questions than answers. In all honesty, you know, when I do any type of research or, you know, looking into Sasquatch, you know, like I don't go back in like the last 60 years, like I go way, way back to, you know, what the Native Americans said and, you know, their descriptions and what they saw and how they did it. So, you know, as far as the Gimlin Patterson film, I mean, it's definitely good footage and, you know, I sure hope to God it's real.
Now, tell us about your book, Frankenstein's Folklore. Tell me about the title, Kenny.
Okay, so, you know, Folklore Frankenstein, you know, when I was coming up with the title for the book, I was trying to relate how I see, you know, Bigfoots and different type of cryptids to something or an entity or a being or a character that people can actually relate to or understand. So, you know, when I think of the movie Frankenstein, I mean, everybody, you know, associates the monster, you know, as Frankenstein. In reality, everybody knows it was the doctor. His name was Frankenstein. But the monster wasn't a bad guy. And the monster was just, in my opinion, very much misunderstood and just wanted to be accepted. And that's kind of why I went with Folklore Frankenstein. One, because, you know, there's so much lore behind Sasquatch. And I really kind of relate them to, like, the Frankenstein monster. Again, he wasn't a bad guy. He didn't mean to do anything wrong. He didn't mean to scare people. He was just misunderstood. So I kind of make that connection with, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, having kind of like the same mindset as the monster in the Frankenstein story.
I remember the scene where he came upon the little girl sitting by the edge of that little pond. And, you know, he tossed her in the pond and, we assume she drowned. But he only did it because he saw the flowers floating on the water and he thought she would.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Gary, you know, when you talk about Frankenstein, as Kenny, I think Kenny's right. I don't think Frankenstein, the monster, was really mean. He defended himself, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. And it's like you say, and he puts it perfectly. You know, like if you look at Frankenstein and you look at a possible Sasquatch, and they're just misunderstood creatures. And, you know, whenever we don't understand something, we always kind of turn it into something it's not a lot of the times because we don't understand it. So it would makes logical sense, you know what I mean? Like, Frankenstein wasn't a mean, you know, vicious monster. You know what I mean? You know, he was created, you know, and here you go, having a creature that is trying to learn as he goes, like you just said, but yet we look at it as being a negative thing when really they're just trying to learn as they go.
Now, the Pentagon has released some videos of the Tic Tac UFOs. We don't know what they are, according to the Pentagon, but they claim they're unidentified, so they're hence UFOs. When are we going to get government to release information about Bigfoot? Do you think it's ever going to happen, Kenny?
I think it's going to get to a point where they're not going to have a choice. There's going to be, it's going to get to a, I don't know, you know, with a lot of us, you know, and a lot of people running around in the woods, you know, not just trying to witness a Sasquatch. There's a lot of people running around with guns and chasing them down, this and that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to, because I think, they're going to eventually start retaliating, and they're going to have, the government's going to have to actually say, yeah, hey, FYI, this is what's going on. So I think it's a matter of time. And as we continue to build neighborhoods and parking lots and knock down forests, it's going to get to a point where they're not going to have anywhere to go. So I think right now there's a lot of, trying to get us to kind of look the other way. But I think eventually they're going to have to come out with it.
Gary, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with it, and this has always been my question. I'm so glad we talked about the Patterson film. You know, studying ufology, you know that they cover up a lot of things in ufology.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a UFO, okay? So when we study ufology and they take all those videos and they magically disappear, scientists disappear, researchers disappear. So my always question is, how come the Patterson film got leaked out? So if that, you know what I mean? Like, how did that get out there and get to the, you know, the world sees this video, but how come everything with UFOs magically disappears? So that's always been my question with that whole thing. If it's really, if the government doesn't want it to get out, it's not getting out. So sooner or later, I think what's going to end up happening is, yes, I think Bigfoot will be exposed with more people in the forest, more hikers, things like that. It's going to take something to happen, I think, though, to the point where they can't hide it anymore. And unfortunately, in my opinion, it would have to be something negative to somebody or something that's going to cause a ripple effect where they can't hide it. Kind of like you said with the video that was just released of the Tic Tac UFO.
Yeah.
They couldn't hide it because that came out. Like, we already knew about that video when it happened.
They had to admit it.
yeah, they had no choice in that matter, and then they'll still just sit there, and because it's a UFO, they numb us to the idea of UFOs. They put it all on TV. You watch, you know, turn on History Channel, it's ancient aliens all the time. Turn on, you know, and they're doing the same thing with Bigfoot now,
sure.
Just like they do ghosts, you know. Ghosts, no one really cares about ghosts anymore because it's like everyday life now. So with Bigfoot and UFOs, they're pressing in on TV to soften us up, I believe. So then when it does come out, we're kind of like, well, we already knew about this anyway. So you're not really telling us more information that we didn't already know.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.